Maybe this week we'll have another Williams as Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week. Troy Williams joins us right now from the facility here on the Bill Riley Show. Hey, Troy, what's up?
How you guys doing? I'm doing pretty good.
Just me sitting in here with you today, boss. I was just saying, I get to go back to you. I get to go to your hometown coming up this week. I'm going down Wednesday night to Carson to the StubHub Center.
Okay, yeah, that's right around the corner. Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, I'm going RSL, the soccer team playing the Galaxy in the playoffs, okay. So I've got to fly down there on Wednesday, stay in beautiful Torrance, and head over to StubHub Center. Did you guys ever play any high school football games over at StubHub?
There were a number amount of games over there. Snoop had his Snooper Bowl there. It was a couple All-Star games there, but I never got the opportunity to play in the StubHub Center.
You ever go to a soccer game at the StubHub Center?
No, I've never been to a soccer game. I worked out up there a couple of times, but that was about it.
It's a nice facility. It's really nice. So I'll be down there, then I come back up, and we'll be back for the game to call the game on Saturday. So you guys are 7-1. Before we talk about UW and all that stuff, Saturday's game at UCLA, conditions were terrific. A lot of you guys got to go back home to play that game. But if I would have told you that you would have scored 52 on that UCLA defense, what would you have told me?
I would have told you, that's a great assumption. I feel like, we have the capability to do that, every week. We have great guys out there making plays. Joe had a terrific game. O-line's done a great job all year. The receivers have stepped up big time. So that's the type of, offensive outcome we want every week. And, that's what, we are expected of.
Yeah, but wanting it and getting it. I mean, that's a pretty good UCLA defense. I mean, I'm sure you would have been happy with, 35 points. But I think you had that early in the third quarter.
Yeah. It was it was good to get out there. Like I said, Joe did a great job. We're not taking anything away from UCLA's defense. They have a lot of great athletes over there. So, it was good for to get those type of points on the board and help build our confidence as an offense.
You ever had a tailback go for that many yards in any kind of game, JC, high school, anything like that?
I think my junior year of high school, my running back Trey Boone, he ran for 6 touchdowns. And I want to say something like 415 yards. I don't really remember
what
exactly. Yeah, I don't remember the exact number, but he ran for 6 touchdowns. It was crazy.
Where's that kid today? He should be playing for somebody.
He's over in Montana. He had that big play on SportsCenter where he did the front flip.
Oh, okay.
Over the guy. So he's doing a great job over there. But that's probably the best performance I've seen by a running back. That I've experienced.
You okay with that as a quarterback? Games like that don't – I mean, you had a solid game, but it doesn't allow you to really put the ball in the air very much when that guy's grounding it like that.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm not a selfish guy. I just want to put my team in the best position to win games and to score points. If that means handing the ball off to Joe and watching him, run past people and score touchdowns, and so be it. As long as we win the game, that's all that matters to me. I'm not really too much worried about my stats or anything like that.
So last couple of weeks, you were okay. I mean, 2 weeks ago, not bad. Last week against the Oregon State, the rain, the wind. Did you feel like you got a little bit better, maybe except for the pick on Saturday? Did you feel like you had a better game? You're kind of getting back to where you were a few weeks ago?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like, I had a good grasp, of their defense out there, just reading their defense, even though, I watch a lot of film in our defense, it doesn't undermine the fact, the type of plays, they're able to make because of their athleticism. Like I said, I can't take anything away from their defense, but, I feel like I did a good job, reading their defenses, making smart plays, and that one pick. Besides that, I feel like my game was decent.
Troy Williams, our guest here on the Bill Riley Show, talk a little bit about where things are. You guys still 113th in the country in red zone offense. Now, you didn't have a lot of opportunities the other day because Joe was running them in from 60 and 50 and 40 yards out, but you're going to play a team that's 21st in the country in red zone defense this week. I've asked you this before, but I'll ask you again, Troy. How do you get better in the red zone?
We just have to stay focused and, continue to execute while we're down there. We try not to make it, too much of a big deal to where we're panicking about it or anything like that. So we just, continue to focus on, finishing drives. That's our main focus, just finishing drives and starting fast and putting points on the board. Field goals are good. We love Andy. But, points, will help you win games in this conference.
Talking to Troy Williams, now I know, I mean, it's no secret. You said in the spring, you said in the summer, and you said right before the year, you knew when October 29th was coming around. So now that the week's finally here and you know the type of team you're facing, what are your thoughts on going up against the team that you committed to play for out of high school that you started for and then you ended up leaving?
It's great. It's a dream come true. I can still remember the day I'm telling guys, you know, just give me a year or two. I'll be back. We were just laughing about it, you know. I was just giving, you know, like video game numbers I wanted to put up against them, you know, just talking mess. But, you know, it's finally here, you know, like you said. So it'll be great to go out there and compete against those guys, man. Those are my brothers. I have all the respect for them. But come this weekend, it'll be a good fight.
Chris Peterson told the Seattle media today it was chaotic times in that first year for everybody. So what ended up just happening, and why do you think it just didn't work with Coach Peterson, Troy?
I just wasn't one of his guys. I think that's what it really came down to. He didn't recruit me out of high school. You know, I've never spoken to him prior to before he came and told us, you know, he was going to be our head coach. I had never seen him before that, you know, in person. I tried to do everything he asked me to do. You know, I left on good terms, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, when you look at his history of quarterbacks, I don't think he really coached, you know, too many guys, you know, like myself, you know, including my background and everything like that.
So who's got a bigger advantage, you knowing the guys that you're playing against or the guys on that defense knowing you? Is there an advantage either way?
I don't really think, you know, it's too much of an advantage. You know, it's been 2 years since I've been there. You know, I'm pretty sure they've made a lot of changes, you know, over there. I've become a different player, a whole different mindset, but I don't think it's really an advantage on either side. You know, I know what they're coming with, and they know what I'm going to come with. So I think that's the best part about it. You know, they're going to get the best out of me, and I'm going to get the best out of them. So I think that's the best part, you know, just knowing they're going to come out and we're going to have fun at the end of the day.
Every quarterback, when you go up against a good defense, you have that guy you've got to identify and know where they are. Defenses always have a guy. For your defense, the quarterbacks might want to find Marcus Williams because Marcus is such a good safety. Who's that guy on that Washington defense that when you break the huddle and you come to the line of scrimmage, your eyes are going to him first? Is it Buda Baker? Is it somebody else?
I feel like you have to, you know, watch out for a lot of those guys out there. Buda Baker, Sidney Jones, Kevin King, Keyshawn, Bieria, Zane Victor, you know, Joe Mathis, Elijah Qualls, it just continues to go down from there. You know, they have a great defense over there, a lot of great athletes. They run a good scheme. You know, they're very smart. So you just have to be aware of their whole defense, you know, at all times. Of course, you know, certain players like Buda and Sidney and Keyshawn, you know, you have to be, you know, in particular with. But for the most part, I feel like you have to, you know, have a good sense of everybody that's out there.
What's their defense do best, Troy? If you had to pick one thing they do best, what is it?
I would say they play very physical with a lot of energy. I feel like that's what best describes them. They go out there, you know, they have fun. You know, they're a group of guys that's been with each other for a good amount of time now, so they gel with each other, and they go out there, they play physical with a lot of energy.
Sounds a lot like you're describing your defense too.
Yeah, that's exactly what our defense is also.
Are you excited about this week? Have you had to, like, kind of remind yourself to chill and not get too hyped about this week or not?
A little bit, not too much. I feel like, you know, I'll have time to do that, you know, later during the week when it actually gets here. But just this whole week, I'm just going to try and stay focused and, you know, try not to make it, you know, bigger than what it actually is. You know, it's hard to not do that, you know, just being the fact that it's my former school. You know, they're coming to town, and it's been 2 years, so I just, you know, try to treat it, you know, like another game. But, you know, of course, it's in the back of my head. You know, this is the game I've been waiting for.
Any talking, any mess on text with some of the fellas that are your buddies up there, or do you put that away for this week?
I told Keyshawn I'll probably talk to him maybe once this week, you know, talk to those guys. But after that, you know, no texting, no calling, no good lucks or none of that. You know, I mean, I wish him, you know, the best out there. You know, those are my brothers. You know, I want to have fun and do good. But I'll probably call him one time this week. You know, just to just because, you know, those are my guys, and you know that this is almost surreal. You know, playing against them. So, but after that, it's go time.
Hey, last thing, I saw this the other night. I don't know what the deal is, but I saw Keyshawn Johnson tweeted you the other night. Now, do you know Keyshawn, or was that just out of the blue?
Yeah, I played a 7-on-7 ball with Keyshawn since maybe like 10th grade on up. I've been on him for a while. He's been kind of like a mentor to me, you know, just helping me. He was helping me throughout the whole recruiting process, just, you know, helping me decide where I wanted to go. And he just, you know, good guy, you know, just, you know, helped me a lot, you know, not with just football, but in life also, you know, just giving me life lessons. And, you know, it was great to hear from him and, you know that he's watching.
That's really cool. Did he tell you to get him the damn ball when you were playing 7-on-7?
A little bit, you know, a couple quotes out there, you know, don't catch it with one hand until you make it to the Pro Bowl. I think that was his favorite one. But, you know, it's always good talking to him.
Well, that's cool. Hey, have a good week. I'll talk to you throughout the week this week. I'll tell everybody in Carson, hey, for you when I'm down there for the day, and then I'll see you on Saturday.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. See you soon.
Thank you, Troy. Troy Williams with us here on the Bill Riley Show today.